and welcome to Finance Rules, the Egan-Berger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show on the Incandescent Radio Network. This monthly podcast show offers insights into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. Today, we are featuring certified financial planner Howard Pressman. With nearly two decades of experience in the finance industry, this graduate of Georgetown University's financial planning program has written numerous articles on financial planning for local newspapers and the Certified Financial Planners Board's newsletter. He's also on the board of the Financial Planning Association, and amazingly, wonderfully, he volunteers with several local nonprofit organizations, lecturing and teaching financial planning basics to families who may not otherwise have access to a financial planner. So welcome to the show, Howard. We're so glad to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Hope. I'm glad to be here.
So let's start off with an article, talking about an article that you wrote for Egan-Berger and Weiner's newsletter a few months ago, where you called it The Four Most Dangerous Words. What are they?
So Hope, now this is going back to a lecture that one of my business professors did, and this is a long, long time ago, but according to him, the four most dangerous words were, this time it's different. And I always have tried to keep this in mind, especially as we go through different market cycles. And recently, as we were going through the federal government shutdown, there was a lot of public concern. A lot of people were justifiably skeptical about our political process. They felt let down by some of our political leaders. And a lot of people had questions and concerns, including some of our own clients. So what I wanted to do for this paper was to go back in time and take a look at events as well as the stock market and see what information we could learn. So I went back to August 8th of 1974, which was the day before President Nixon resigned, and I chose that point in time specifically because I felt like it was the height of sort of political dysfunction in recent memory. At that time, the S&P 500 was at 81.57. Now, since that, if we think about all the things that have happened, including Nixon resigning, the Iran hostage situation, Oliver North and the Iran-Contra affair, Black Monday on October 19th of 1987 when the stock market fell 22% in a single day, the savings and loan crisis, the first Gulf War, the Oklahoma City bombing, the tech bubble bursting, September 11th, the Iraq War, and of course, the Great Recession subprime meltdown. Now, obviously, that's not everything that occurred over that point in time, but despite all of that, today the S&P 500 opened at 1775. Now, that's a stunning 2,000-point return over that period of time. So despite the failings of our politicians and all the myriad events that have occurred, the S&P 500, the stock market, and our economy has done really, really well.
And it's so fascinating how we're driven by what's going on in the news to make our financial decisions. In fact, you cite in the article that you wrote that Pew Research Center, a study said that average American devotes 68 minutes per day to consuming news stories, and clearly this must impact us. So what can we do to take control of our financial future and not be swayed by the goings of what's going on in politics and the news in general?
So absolutely, I do think that our increased exposure to news story plays a large role in the way that we perceive the economy and the markets. And I think that goes back to the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads. And it's really not a coincidence that September 29th of 2008 represented CNBC's highest level of viewership ever, because that was also the day that the S&P 500 had its worst day since 1987. So we're being exposed to a lot of news stories, and unfortunately, the majority of them tend to be negative. And we don't even have to sit down and read the entirety of the story. Just seeing that headline has an impact on the way that we perceive it. So it's very important that we keep things in context. It's no wonder if this is what we're reading that we feel the way that we do. So keeping things in context, considering how that story is going to impact us and our goals personally has a lot to do with making the right decisions.
And what I really appreciated was at your 10th anniversary, your back to school night that EBW has every year, the whole theme of it was there is good news on the horizon, that good things are coming and they may not be being reported in the news. So tell us a little bit about what we have to look forward to make us feel a little better.
There really is a lot to look forward to. And if I, as I think about it, one of the biggest game changers that I'm keeping my eye on and I think people need to be more aware of is America's emerging energy independence. According to the International Energy Agency, the United States is going to be, is going to be one of the largest oil-producing countries. We are going to surpass Russia and Saudi Arabia by 2015, and this has wide ramifications across the entirety of the U.S. economy. If you combine that with the emerging middle class in China, who are demanding much higher wages, China is no longer the low-cost producer. So if you combine that with our energy independence, we're seeing a lot of manufacturing moving back to the United States. And as I said, I think this has the potential to be one of the largest game changers in our lifetimes.
So it's wonderful to track some of these trends, but again, I'm not necessarily tracking these kinds of trends. How can I and other people like me take a look at what's going on nationally, internationally, and know how we should plan ahead for our financial futures, what to save, what to invest in?
I don't want anybody to get the impression that I think the news media is bad. In fact, quite the opposite. But it is important to make sure that we're keeping things in context. We're investors and not speculators. And as investors, we tend to have long time frames and we're planning for our goals. Our clients are planning for goals such as retirement, putting their children through school, a business, perhaps a second home. The one thing that these goals tend to have in common are that they're in the future, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years away. So thinking about how these events that are providing us so much angst and anxiety today are going to impact us in the future is very important. So if we go back to some of the events that I had outlined earlier, perhaps Black Monday in 1987, or even the Iran-Contra affair, the SNL crisis, some of our clients and some of you may have lived through that and remember how that definitely turned folks' stomachs and a lot of Maalox was consumed at the time. But today, we only talk about them in historic context. They really have zero impact on where the markets are today. And I think the same will be said for a lot of the events that we're going through today. So it's very important that you keep things in context, that you focus on your goals and how these are going to impact your goals, and also to have somebody to walk alongside of you who is unbiased and can provide you with a sounding board with an alternate scenarios. So that's part of what we do. That's part of what we do here, sort of like a coach. Helping our clients to keep this in context and being objective and experienced is very important, because a lot of, our clients obviously are emotionally tied to their money. Everybody's emotionally tied to their money. They've worked hard for it. They wake up early in the morning and made a lot of sacrifices and, perhaps deal with difficult coworkers or difficult bosses. So they're emotionally tied to their money. So this is very emotional. Having somebody who is not emotionally invested in it to give you that, disciplined advice that's focused on your long-term goals rather than just caught up in the hype of what's going on today can oftentimes mean the difference between achieving your goals or not. And that's one of the most important roles that a good financial advisor can provide.
Excellent. So maybe it sounds like the takeaway is the four most dangerous words, it'll be different this time, and the six most important words are slow and steady wins the race.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you can talk to Howard more by sending him an email at hpressman@ebwllc.com. You are listening to Finance Rules, Eigenberger and Weiner's monthly talk show on the Incandescent Radio Network. Tune in every month for a new episode from one of EBW's financial planners and advisors. And also be sure to check out past episodes and find more educational insights into how to plan for your financial future at www.ebwfinancenews.com. Also, be sure to check out their past episodes and find more educational insights onto how to plan for your financial future at www.ebwfinancialnews.com. Thank you again, Howard, for your time.
You're very welcome, Hope. Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you soon.